This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House has voted, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, and they've been delivered to the Senate so a trial can begin next week. Speaking before she signed the articles, Pelosi said the president had violated his oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
The president takes a special oath, a little different from the congressional oath. In fact, he takes an oath that was taken by President George Washington, the patriarch of our country.
The Senate will officially accept the articles on Thursday afternoon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the process is difficult, but is necessary for the good of the country.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation. We can do this. And we must.
The trial on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed a modest trade agreement Wednesday that will defuse a conflict that has slowed growth worldwide. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about 360 challenging issues that address sources of trade and economic tensions between the U.S. and China or expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A record day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in mark for the first time ever. This is VOA News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has promoted Mikhail Mishustin, the head of Russia's tax service, to head the country's government on Wednesday. As Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports, that capped an extraordinary day in Kremlin politics that saw Putin propose major constitutional changes and then accept the resignation of former Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev.
The announcement came shortly after Putin proposed a vote on constitutional amendments that would shift power from the presidency to parliament. Putin's presidential term ends in 2024. But although he hasn't said what he wants to do next, changes would allow him to, theoretically, enter an enhanced role as Prime Minister instead at the end of the term. In a national address on Wednesday, he said that the constitution was adopted over a quarter of a century ago to cope with a political crisis, and that times have drastically changed since then. He's already been prime minister in the past. He's been president or prime minister for 20 years.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani called for national unity Wednesday after an eruption of protests over Iran's downing of a Ukrainian airliner. Iran initially said that mechanical problems had caused the 737 to go down before admitting days later that Iranian military personnel had mistakenly shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. In an address broadcast live on state television Wednesday, Rouhani said that if there was a delay by the military to disclose the information, let them apologize. The revelation sparked days of protests in Iran as people expressed their anger at the country's leaders. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced the inductees for this year. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
On the one hand, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be more diverse by inducting Whitney Houston and the Notorious B.I.G. On the other hand, are they rock and roll? This year's other inductees are the Doobie Brothers, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, and T-Rex. The Doobie Brothers are the only act to finish in the top five of the fan vote, behind the Dave Matthews Band and Pat Benatar, and ahead of Soundgarden and Judas Priest. Those votes were tallied with the music industry members' ballots. The May 2nd induction ceremony in Cleveland will be broadcast live for the first time on HBO. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And two U.S. agencies say the decade that just ended was by far the hottest ever measured on Earth. NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration calculated that 2019 was the second hottest year in 140 years of record keeping. What's to blame? Man-made climate change. I'm David Berg, VOA News.